Welcome back to another episode of Hype Life. So in this episode, we are actually going to be talking about the backstory of Kim Jones, how he got here today. So yeah, let's jump right into it. So I think a good place to start with this episode is definitely go over his awards and honors. So he definitely has a lot more. Now thinking back to it, Virgil does not have a lot right now, which is very surprising. But there is a lot of awards that he's gotten and just nominations, I guess you could say. So he has a total of around, I think it's about 10 awards. So he's literally been he's been a lot of award shows. He's been to a lot of, he's been to multiple companies. You know, he's been to Louis Vuitton. He's gone through Dior a couple of times. And not only that, but he also does collaborations with other brands, which I think is really, really cool. So yeah, let's go right over it. So the first one I definitely have to say is the 2009 British Fashion Awards. So this is kind of confusing because he actually has, or it's not exactly confusing, but he actually has two awards that he was nominated for, and then he was accepted. So the first fashion award in Britain, he was named Menswear Designer of the Year for 2009, which is, to be honest with you, 2009, 2006, that's very, very good period, right? He was not with Louis Vuitton yet. I believe he joined in Louis Vuitton in, 2011. So he was with Dior, and 2009, 2006, there was a lot of central things happening. And that's why he won literally like in a year of three period, the Men Designer of the Year. So obviously this is not like, you know, like a Grammy, right? But it is pretty big since this is a British. So I'm not exactly familiar with this, but it's probably just around England. If you didn't know, England is like similar to the United States in the way of fashion. A lot of people really like it there, and it's actually really, really big in England. Not England, that's capital, but in the whole, you know, like United Kingdom. And speaking of that, I know that I found out that we do have a lot or some British listeners to this podcast, which I think is really, really cool. Just gonna point that out. But he also won also the 2006. So he won 2006 and 2009 for, I definitely say, very, very good reasons. So yeah, there's a bit of awards to cover over. So let's get on to the next awards right now. All right. So same with the two awards that we went over that Kim Jones won twice. He has a pretty good, like, future in that. For example, the next award we're going to be going over is the Topshop New Generation Award, which he also won twice. Now, some of these awards, I'm not exactly sure what they are. And obviously, these are all around fashion, but most of them are about fashion, but he also does, like, short films. He's kind of like a film maker, too, which is really, really interesting to see. But again, he also did win twice for the Topshop New Generation Award. Now, the next world is pretty memorable. So this is called a GQ magazine. Three nominations for Man of the Year awards, 2 years running. So he did, I don't think he won, but he did get three nominations for Man of the Year. So GQ is like I think it's just based in America, but basically GQ is like it's kind of like a production company almost. They do productions, they have newspapers, they're kind of all around production style, I definitely say. And they're very notable. I really like watching their videos or whatnot. And they do have a lot of celebrities on there. So when you do get a nomination for Man of the Year, that's pretty big. I'm just going to say that. But I definitely have to say that a lot of these awards go to not just fashion people. It's like Man of the Year in total from any subject at all. So winning Man of the Year, definitely through this, is very, very big. So the next nomination, he got 3 nominations for Ellie Style Awards, again, a very popular magazine, I believe. He also got an Arena Magazine Men's Design and Award nominee. And then, so you know how he won 2 times in a row, the Men Designer of the Year in British Fashion Awards? He won again in 2019 with the British Fashion Awards. So a lot of awards. I mean, he's been, he's got it, and it definitely deserves some. I definitely hope that, I really definitely think that Virgil will live up to his hype now. He's created a lot, like, Virgil has created a lot of really, really cool collections, and Kim Jones have done the same. I mean, his last collections, but I believe, the thing with Kim Jones is very signature. He comes up with a lot of stuff, you know, available for everyone, a lot of sizes, a lot of different items, and he's definitely not a simple man, I'll tell you that. So to be winning all these awards is not that surprising at all, just because of how good he is, you know, as a designer in total. So that was basically all his awards that I could find. Now, he probably has, he might have some more, but I believe that is all the awards for him. But yeah, anyway, let's go on to the next section, his career. So actually, before we go on to the next section, we're actually going to go to a quick break, and I'll see you right back with the next section of this episode. Okay, let's go on his career. We've focused on his awards, but now let's see what made Kim Jones Kim Jones. So Kim Jones, Kim Nicholas, I think that's how you say it, Jones, was born on September 11th, 1979. So he's obviously an English fashion designer, and he graduated at Central St. Martin's College of Art and Design. So if you see, for example, Virgil, for example, like a lot of these like creators definitely went to art school and design. So many people think, you know, like art school isn't just for, you know, like painting and, you know, just like the physical art, but there's also an art of designing, which I think is definitely put into it. Now, this one's a bit more clear, art and design, but I believe Virgil, he went to an actual art school. So there's no in the name of design. But anyway, yeah, of course, he's British. That's why he won British Awards 3 times. Man of the Year, not Man of the Year. He won, you know, like the best designer, whatever. Anyway, so he studied graphics and photography at Camberwell School of Art before enrolling in a fashion course at Central St. Martin's, studying menswear. So he graduated in action 2002. So he's very, very recent. If you look at other fashion designers, they might be from, you know, the 70s, but he literally graduated, he literally graduated art school like 17 years ago, not that long, and he's done a lot in those 17 years. So he launched a brand similar to Virgil, right, in 2003. In 2005, showed as part of the first season of the main conjunction with Fashion East showcasing a short fashion film. So other presentations have varied from films like Alexander Antolin, to a book with American art photography American art photographer Luke's Smalley. Alongside his own brand, he collaborated or worked with a wide range of other brands during this period, including Hugo Boss, Tom Mann, Umbro, Mulberry, Iceberg, and Kanye West's Palestine. Before being appointed as creative director for the British men's luxury band Alfred Dunhill in 2008. So literally 3 years after graduating, or not even, it was 6 years after graduating, he was elected as, I mean, not elected, but he was appointed as the creative director for Alfred Dunhill, which I'm very familiar with the name. Very, very great company. But again, like, wow, like, that's crazy. So much, like, in 6 years, he became the head of a company. one of the heads at least. So I think that's just like right away, that's like an accomplishment, being the head of a company, head of its styling company. I'm styling part of it, not business, of course. I mean, like right after, I mean, I think he was like 27 when he got this. But yeah, so anyway, so Jones have contributed both as a stylist and art director for many, many different magazines, including Dazed and Confused, Arena Home, another magazine, the New York Times, obviously very big, V-Man, ID magazine, Numero Home, and Fantastic Man. He's also contributed in actually women's wear, styling for the V and pop magazines, the Face magazine. He named one of the top 100 influential people in fashion at number 20. That's big. When you get number 20 out of 100 people, like that's, I mean, you're literally in the 20th percent, right? So in 2011, Jones was named the new style director of the men's ready-to-wear division at Louis Vuitton, replacing Paul Hervé's, who held his position for 5 years. So Paul Hervé's, I might make an episode on him. I think there's a lot to talk about with the collaboration. So stay tuned to another episode. I'm not sure if I'm going to release in season 3 or not, but he's a very, very good creative director. Basically, I mean, he's like the third down from Virgil. So this is very influential. I mean, 2011. So he in literally 9 years, 9 freaking years after he graduated college, he was literally the director of the men's ready-to-wear division, which I know it's not like Virgil, right? I mean, what am I trying to say? It's not like Virgil where he got, you know, creative director, right? But he still got a big division to the men's ready-to-wear section at Louis Vuitton, a big section itself. And doing that in only 9 years, I mean, you've gone to, like, so far. It definitely took him no time to get right on the spot. So I think that's very, very cool how he did it. So yeah, let's go on. So on January 7, 2018, it was announced that Jones was going to be leaving Louis Vuitton as men's artistic director. So he literally stayed in Louis Vuitton for 7 years. The past guy was only 5 years. So Louis Vuitton went into this saying, okay, we need this guy for a long time, right? And so after showing his final collection the following day, on March 9th, 2018, Kim Jones was announced the creative director of Dior, replacing Chris. So prior to his Dior home show, it was confirmed that he had designed the morning suit worn by David Beckham at the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan. Whoa. Okay, so what is this? 16 years in, he literally designed, the queen and king, I believe, right? Yeah. The prince, when they married, right, he designed it, and it was kind of similar to Virgil with Justin Bieber's wedding, but that is very, very, very cool, and it makes sense. I mean, it's not like a president, right? I mean, his nationality is British, and I feel like, a lot of people that are British are liking him. I mean, he's getting rewards. I mean, people are asking him to design stuff for weddings. It looks pretty good. So yeah, let's go on. So in May 2019, Jones revealed concept sketches for South Korean artist BTS, which basically BTS is just a Korean boy band. So announcing that Dior would be a charge of designing the custom main tour outfits ahead of the band's Love Yourself World Tour. With the help of other creative directors such as Matthew Williams and Yuan, Dior's jeweler director, they incorporated Dior's iconic feminine floral designs with industrial-like harnesses and chains. So a lot of things going into this. I don't think Kim Jones is probably the best. I definitely like Virgil. I think Virgil has done... in my opinion, I like Virgil more, but Kim Jones is definitely number second. I mean, he's done so much work, right? In such a small period of time, right? It's like someone fast forward his life and then replace, you know, like nothing with, I mean, literally the greatest title in the world. So I definitely think he did a great job. So yeah, let's read a bit more. So Jones has been assisted for some 15 years by fellow Brit designer Lucy Brennan, who's currently Dior's men design director. So in September, 2020, Jones was announced. Also, he was taking the role of artistic director of Fendi's women's collection. So he's been creative director of Louis Vuitton, Dior, and Fendi now. So this is crazy, crazy stuff. And I really think he did a great job in this stuff, just mostly because, wow, I mean, he's been three artistic directors, basically. He stayed in those brands. He's going to stay at Fendi for a bit. But, Dior, he stayed there for a while. Louis Vuitton, that was the longest. I mean, 7-8 years, that's like crazy. I believe that's like, he holds the record. So I just think he did a great job. So yeah, let's talk a bit more, and that'll wrap up this episode.